Llama again, Paul. Oh no. That's too funny. I love it. Hi, BP. How are you, my friend? We got the llama lookalike Paul Logan in the house today. Famous llama go llama again? Llama Logan again? Thank you, BP. I appreciate you so much. You too. I couldn't do it without you too. I appreciate you guys so much. I know, that llama really does look like him too. Too funny. Oh no, not poor John Paul. All right. Hello and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I'm your friend, Dina Jo, DJ Dina Jo, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Let me turn this music down a little bit. Thank you so much for joining me today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you. I appreciate you. Hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. I would appreciate that. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I have the best people in the chat. Thank you all for your continued love, supports, likes, shares, and downloads. I guess it's just us three today. Yeah, that's right. Today is March 6th, and it's my 100th show. Yay! Some people don't like that. I've already tried to start problems, but that's all right. It's not going to stop me. That's all right. I can continue. And I want to say thank you to all of you guys. Like I said earlier, especially you two. You've been there since the beginning and you've helped support me, and I appreciate you more than you know. You mean the world to me, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today in Denver, it is going to be 18 degrees and we'll get to a high of 46 with sunny skies. And dang, we're supposed to be 67 on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day Parade. So not that I'm going, but I'll dig the 67 degrees for sure. I'm going to skip right on over to, well, where the heck did Welland go to? Oh, there's Welland, Ontario. It's one, but it feels like it's zero, it says. You might get to 4, and you're going to be overcast all day long. Hi, Mama Bear Tracy. Thank you, girl. I appreciate you. Put her in the chat real quick. And then for BP and all the people at Breaking Bread and all the yummy places that BP goes to and fills his belly. It is 2, but it feels like it's 0. You'll get to a high, they say, of 12, but you're going to be overcast and cloudy all day long. Mama Bear, you guys, you're 0, but you feel like you're minus 5, and you might get to 1, and you guys will be cloudy today too. So everybody's cloudy, except for over here. It's sunny over here. I hope the wind doesn't come. It's been so windy. I hate the wind. I hate the wind. So yeah, that's the weather. Let me see. I didn't miss anything on there. And then I am going to get to all these papers here. I'm going to get to, oh, this is my, goes with the word of the day. The word of the day is survivor. To carry on despite hardships, trauma, or persevere. To cope with our trauma, a setback, and persevere after. Just because you can't control what life throws at you doesn't mean you can't control how you handle it. And that is so true. And that is by Devin Duncan. And he say, what will others learn about your character as you face difficulties? Will they be reminded of your positive attitude and zest for life? Will they learn about your strong inner spirit? Do you do well in facing adversities, taking a great deal of inner strength, but it is also important to surround yourself with positive people? Thank you, guys. If you're lucky enough to have a wonderful family and supportive friends, express gratitude for this gift every single day. And like I said, I'm grateful for you all of you, and I appreciate you guys more than I could continue to say it, but I really do. It's in my heart. So thank you for helping me be a survivor. So I'm going to get into trending after Destiny's Child. I'm going to shut them down. Hi, GP man. Welcome. In trending, we have, did you guys hear about Ford? Ford is, I'm trying to get my songs ready there. They filed a patent to have your car repossessed if you don't pay the bill. So it's called Theoretical Tech. I don't know. I'm saying it wrong. But anyway, the car will drive itself back to the dealership, the impound lot, or the scrapyard. Hi, Lunar Lena. Whichever one. If you don't pay your bills, it'll automatically drive itself back to where it should go, I guess. That's kind of, I don't know. Technology's good, but can you imagine? And what if somebody in, and I can just see this happening. What if somebody in, let's say Ford's office, whoever you have your loan with, doesn't put your, that you pay. They make a mistake. And then all of a sudden you wake up and your car's gone. And who knows where it's at the scrapyard because it drove itself away. It's just, I don't know how well that's going to go, but that's what they filed a patent. So if you have a Ford, and I think it said the car had to be over 2015, the year 2015, but, or maybe that was this one. This is another one that has to do with stolen cars too. And this is in Denver. And I'm wondering if they have it in other places too, because it would make sense. Lewis and I were having this talk yesterday about the catalytic converters that are stolen all the time. Thank you, Lunar Lena. I appreciate you. Thank you. I said, well, why can't they just have where you can't buy them? You know what I mean? Wherever they're taking these catalytic converters, wherever these crooks are taking them to get money, that you can't buy them. Like if the crook, they sell it and then that person goes to scrap the precious metals, he can't do that. He's not going to get any money. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that just make it easy? I don't understand. So anyway, I guess in Denver, we have the highest cars being stolen. And so the Denver Police Department is working with your OnStar and Apple devices and Bluetooth. They've unveiled a tracking program that allows them you have to live in Denver, you have to have these requirements, and you have to sign a waiver that the Denver police can track your vehicle. And then if your car is stolen, they can track it and find it. Hey, Ace, good to see you. Welcome. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that's a good thing? I don't know. I think it could be a good thing, but I don't like the idea of people tracking me. That kind of bugs me. But, the way that crooks are and they are constantly stealing, if you've never had anything stolen from you before, it's just, man, the feeling is terrible. It's terrible, terrible feeling. So I don't know. Tell me what you think. But I'm going to bring up something I wanted to play for you. I have a couple of things I'm going to play. But this one is about this new device that's coming out. And I guess they've had one before. I've never seen it before. It's a smooching device. Let's listen.
No nobody is kissing the in-person kiss goodbye.
Hi,
nobody
Yellow.
Nobody ever kissed me the way you do.
But chances are nobody has ever kissed you this way through a lip-shaped device.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Peter.
Phone. The idea is to send someone a kiss long distance. Sensors transmit pressure, movement, and temperature data that's received by another pair of lips. So your kiss is replicated on their lips. Who says?
A kiss is just a kiss.
Similar tech for remote kissing first surfaced less than a decade ago with a Kissinger. Not that Kissinger. A kiss sent via messenger was dubbed the Kissinger. Robotics lecturer Uman Samani worked on that project, and he thinks there's an issue with the latest device being sold for about $40 in China. It's the lifelike lips.
You think it makes it too creepy?
Yes.
It's really creepy.
It's called the Uncanny Valley Effect.
Oh, Hanny.
Research shows attraction to robotics plunges when things seem almost human.
Here's your kiss, Hanny.
Many cited the Big Bang Theory episode.
See? Internet kissing.
It seemed ahead of its time.
Like this? Close. Really friendship.
No wonder some think something is missing.
Tell her I said thank you, Bam Bam.
Where's the tongue?
I'm impressed. This is very lifelike.
Well, you just bit my tongue.
Oh, I was being playful.
But can a pulsating e-kiss carry the electric charge of, say, Rhett Butler, though a remote kiss would have saved him from Scarlet's wrath?
Hi, Lightbright. Welcome.
Ginny Mouse, CNN.
This thing is really kind of creepy looking. It really looks like these two big rubber lips that are on the opposite side of your phone. You put your phone, slide it in the opposite side, and then you kiss it. It's not like what they were talking about. The Big Bang Theory, where the guy was like tonguing it and everything. I guess you could. But then the other person on the other side of the phone has one of those mouthy things too. And then they put their lips on it and they can feel your pressure, supposedly, of what you put on your side. I don't know. It's creepy looking. It's just creepy looking. So I don't know. I'll post it on the Dina Jo podcast Facebook page for you guys to see if you haven't seen it. But yeah, like a couple of you have already seen it. Isn't it creepy? I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I think it would feel too weird. But anyway, so that's Pucker Up. All right. Any of you guys that have this grocery store, LIDL, and I think they were mostly in, I think they're in Pennsylvania with UBP. I'm not sure. Oh, Caps, you have them too? The LIDL. Well, if you don't eat the shrimp cocktail because it's being recalled. The do not eat the ready to eat shrimp. It's not totally cooked, so it's not really ready to eat and you can get sick. They said that these locations are where it was sent to: Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. So don't be eating the ready to eat shrimp from the LIDL stores in those states. It's cooked in it. Well, it says it's not cooked. That's why they're recalling it, because it's not ready to eat. So, and then, you know, I love those little shrimpy shrimps, but do you know that all they eat is poop on the bottom of the floor of the ocean? That's all they eat is usually poop. I don't know. I don't like ready meals like that. No? All right. Well, then you might want to go to California, Caps. If you like yourself some chicken and waffles, this is only happening in California. Eggles Waffles is entering the chicken sandwich war with an unlikely ally, it says. Johnny Rockets, I guess. I've never seen one, but I guess they have them in California. and Eggo waffles. They're uniting as one to make a sandwich to go into the chicken sandwich wars. I'd try it. I'd totally try that one. I know, Luna Lena. I kind of try to have a little kind of gross food facts in there sometimes. Just to let you know, but I like little shrimpies. I think that's why you clean out the little, they have like that vein, that little poop vein you're supposed to clean out when you eat them. Make sure you do that. So, besides the Eggo chicken waffle wars, you guys, I've had it before where people were boozing up different items in jars and pickles and different things. The latest one, and this sounds really, really good. They take a jar of pineapple spheres and they take the liquid, the pineapple juice out, and then they fill it with Malibu rum instead. And then you let it sit. The longer you let it sit, the better the pineapple slices taste, I guess. And then you can make pina coladas. Oh, I should have had that song on. Those actually sound really quite good. So adult pineapples. Take out all the pineapple juice and fill it with Malibu rum. They say the longer you let it sit, the better it'll taste. I think that sounds kind of good. So moving on to more trending, and I thought this was pretty damn funny. Home Depot, if you go, I haven't seen it in their stores, but if you go online at Home Depot, they have a surprising new product that's going a bit green, and not green in the way that you would think. According to its website, the home improvement chain has expanded its inventory to include a line of colorful cannabis grinders from the hydroponic company VivoSun. Reviews indicate that it's a spice grinder, and that you can find a spice grinder that includes a pollen scraper. I thought that was pretty funny. If you know what a pot grinder is, with the little scraper, it's not a pollen scraper. So anyway, they're hidden under the category of garlic presses, and you can find them online, and they're spice grinders with pollen scrapers. So you can grind up your basil. I would say pulverate. Those things would just totally, I would think, make it into more of a powder than anything else. But yeah, you can get those online at Home Depot. And they said the most expensive one is $16. So I don't know. I went online and they have them. So spice grinders under garlic press category. I thought that was kind of funny. Moving on, I have another gross fact, Lunar Lena, so it's coming up. But I did post a picture and a recipe of white queso. It was really super simple. I never knew it was that easy to make, at least by this recipe. It's on the Dina Jo podcast Facebook page. Super easy to make. I put that on there. The fact that I have for you, all right, ready? Close your ears. This is gross. There is always cow feces in all milk. Okay. And this is not politically correct either. Okay, you guys. So if you have angel ears, cover them right now. Okay. Cows' butts, but it says assholes, are right under the udder. Udders are cleaned before attaching the milking machines, but shit happens all day long while cows are getting milked. Once you see milking operations, you're probably really, really glad to know that they are literally pasteurizing the shit out of your milk. Dun, dun, dun. That, I'm sorry for the foul language, guys. I know you're not used to it, but yes, that is your fact for the day. I am going to play a little ditty and then we'll be back with a funny phone call. GUMQGA. ADT. Welcome. Hi, crazy lady. I didn't see you come in. Good to see you. Hi. People are so... That's why I put up there that some of the music I'm going to be playing later has some Christine in it. So just deal with it. Hi, Jess Corey. I know Caps is in it. It's because I'm unfuckwittable. That's another word of the day. She's gone to the dark side. Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah, I know, Caps. I've gone over to the dark side. I know. All right. So this is a funny phone call. I started playing these, I don't know, last week when I got sad and I listened to one of these and it made me happy. And it was pretty damn funny. So this is, hopefully they're explaining what I got it to where they're explaining what they're going to do. Here we go, guys.
So it's 7:49. Ha ha! I'm early. Good morning to Corbin and Brooklyn. They are 9 and 6. You're going to be on time today.
Well, I hope this one is appropriate for the kids.
Touch and go. I don't know. Let's find out. So Danielle works at a vet clinic. Her daughter is the one who reached out to us. And we're like, we could have so much fun because it's Groundhog's Day today.
It's Groundhog's Day.
So I'm going to call the vet clinic pretending that I lost my gerbil in the backyard because I was trying to convince my kids it was a groundhog. She is going to help me find my gerbil if I can get her to call out to it in the backyard and see if she's willing to help me find it.
This is Danielle we're talking to.
It's so sweet. Okay.
All right, Danielle, good luck.
Vet clinic, this is Danielle. Can I help you?
Oh my God, I really messed up. I don't know who else to call. I have a huge problem at my house this morning, and I thought maybe you could help me out with my gerbil.
Oh, okay. Do you have an appointment with
no.
the vet? Or?
No, I can't find it. See, I really messed up. I have two kids, and it's Groundhog's Day today, and I told them last night that their gerbil was like a cousin of a groundhog, and it was going to try to see its shadow today, and I lost it in the backyard.
Okay, so... I'm actually just the receptionist.
Hi,
I'm
Sue.
Not like a trained vet.
Yeah.
I'm not a specialist. But if you want, can I put you on hold and I can see if I can find the doctor?
No. My kids are going to wake up any minute. I don't really know what to do other than try to find the gerbil in the backyard. Do you know how to catch a gerbil?
No, I unfortunately
Hi, DeGray.
I don't really... I just answer the phones and make appointments, but I mean, if I see the doctor walk by, I can ask her.
This is gonna be bad.
I don't know.
Last night I even made it. I made it like a little top hat and a little tie.
Thank you,
seen
Sue.
A shadow and. Listen. My kids are gonna be up like any minute.
Sorry.
I need you, like, it responds to its name when it's in its cage. So if I put the phone down on one side of my yard and I go to the other side of the yard, can we both call for the gerbil and maybe he'll run, like, right in the middle?
I don't know.
Do me a favor. I'm going to put you on the other side of the yard. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, his name
Hello?
Is Richard
Thank you, GP.
Gere. Can you call for the gerbil on that side, and I'll call over here, okay?
Do you call him by his full name?
Yeah, first and last. Richard Gere!
Okay.
Oh, God.
Richard Gere!
Richard Gere!
Richard Gere!
Hey, short pants, Robert.
Richard Gere, come.
Oh, I didn't see anything.
I don't know if this is going to work.
What's the natural predator of, like, a gerbil? What would a gerbil be afraid of?
I think pretty much anything. I mean, it's kind of the size of a mouse.
I know, so right? Like, right?
Any birds. I mean...
There you go. You know what? Let's be a hawk. We'll try the same thing. We'll see if we can scare it. I'm gonna put the phone down.
Okay, I
need you to call like a hawk.
Like a hawk?
Oh my God, I just found his top hat. Oh, Jesus.
You did?
Yeah, he's out here somewhere. Call like a hawk.
I don't know how to do a hawk sound.
Daniel, that sounded more like a crow. I need a hawk.
I don't know what a hawk sounds like, ma'am.
It's a bird of prey.
Hi, Mr. A.
I heard something in the bushes.
Lunar Lita got it.
I think we're tracking him. Really? Oh, my God. I just looked at the time. My kids are going to be up any minute. You know what? Richard Gere is deathly afraid of our dog. I'm going to go over to the bush. Can you bark like a dog for me? And I'm going to try to find him, and I'm going to get into the bushes.
I'm not going to bark like a dog. I mean, and I'm sitting at my desk.
She just crowed.
I love this gerbil so much, and I really messed up here. My kids are going to be up any minute. Can you just, I need a dog barking, but not like a wag your tail bark. I need like a scare this gerbil up. But Richard Gere is terrified of our dog.
I'm literally at the front of the vet hospital right now.
Bark like a dog for my children. Oh my God, Danielle, I found it.
Really?
I found it. Well, I mean, you know, I found the pretend one because this whole thing has been phonanigans. It's Tracy and Fizz on KYGO. Good morning.
Oh my God.
Danielle.
Oh my God.
You are such a sport. Never in your journey today did you think you would hear the words bark like a dog, and then you did it.
Oh, I love you guys.
Danielle, you have your daughter.
So that was it. I was laughing. She didn't want to bark like a dog, but she was crowing. She was doing the crowing. She didn't have any problem doing that. I thought that was too funny. Those cracked me up. And by the way, if you like that kind of stuff, I found out that it's Joe Antonio, right, Hanny J? And Hanny J's on there. Are you on there every single time? They do that too. And BP and Tuttles is on there sometimes, and they're very funny. So if I'm sure you guys have all heard of him and have been in his show before, but I had never been in his show before until about a week ago. And I'm like, oh my, I think BP said that he plays those kind of things too. But his are a little more adult like, so, but funny, very funny. So yeah. I thought that was a crack up. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And I'm not sure. Oh, thank you. I was just going to say, I'm not sure when he's on all the times that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh, the same time as me, but on Saturdays too. Okay, 7:30 Eastern. All right, there you go. Thank you, Hanny. And then you can hear Miss Hanny J if you've never heard her on there, up on the cast. And then, like I said, Tuttles is up there too sometimes. He's very funny. Welcome, FWG, FAGWK. Nice to see you. I think I'm just going to probably get into the music. Let's start rocking and rolling. It's a little early, but that's okay. I have a few extra, and I'll just play it a little bit. Hold on. Hello. Hello, Mr. Paul Logan. Llama Logan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Everybody, Tuttles. Welcome, Tuttles.
I just want to say happy 100th episode before you get into your music, because I don't like to cut into your music show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you more than you know it. You know it. Y'all have been there for me from since the beginning, but Tuttles has been a huge support, and I appreciate you so much, so much. Big hugs. Thank you.
Going through all this and being up here consistently Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, and you know, I look forward to it every day. Well, every day you're on, that is.
Aw, thanks. Thanks, Bam Bam. I appreciate it. That makes me smile and makes me continue to push forward. So I appreciate that so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Bam Bam. Love you guys. Thank you. He's the best. All right. So I am going to bring up. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, GP Man. All right, so these are, like, I like all different kinds of music, and this is more on the rock, alternative rock side. Like I've put in the chat, some of these might have curse words or explicit language, so just, I'm sorry, but deal with it. I'm warning you ahead of time. I don't think this first one does it at all. A little bit about this first song, it's Shine. The song has launched the career for Collective Soul. Ed Roland wrote it in 1989 while sitting in his parents' living room. Because the word heaven shows up so many times in the lyrics, it is often been mislabeled as a Christian song, and Collective Soul is often perceived as a Christian band. The song is not. He said the lead singer is the son of a Baptist minister, but Rollins rejects the Christian band label, explaining that one doctrine cannot speak for all of the band members. It became the number one album rock song for 1994 and won a Billboard Award for top rock track. So here they are, Collective Soul with Shine. Thank you, BP.
Give me your word, give me the song. Show me what I look, tell me what will I find. Will I find? Lay me on the ground and fly me to the sky. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find.
Thank you, Short Pants Robert. Thank you, Ace. Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, Peter. I know, crazy, right? It's still good. Hey, Gunny. Good to see you. Hey, Beth. Thank you for coming. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Hi, Jimmy. We're rocking out today. This is the slowest one to start us off. Thank you so much.
Teach me how to speak, teach me how to share. Teach me where to go, tell me where love be there. Love be there.
We gotta wait till they rock out. So that is Collective Soul to start us off with Shine off the album Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid from 1993. All right, so we are going to move on to my second song. It is another little or slower one, but it's fun. It's Sex and Candy with images of disco lemonade and double cherry pie. This is one of the more puzzling songs of the 90s, according to Marcy Playground's singer, songwriter, lead singer, John Woolsnack. The song pulls many things from many places. In an interview, he explains, where did the sex and candy part come from? Well, I was dating a girl and she was in college. I was probably 17 and she was 18. I always liked the older girls, he laughed, but we were in her dorm room and her roommate came in and saw us there. And she said, oh, it smells like sex and candy in here. And I always remembered that. And then when we were writing the song and I was coming up with all these weird disco era references that I was making up, platform double suede and all that business, I was like, hey, let's just throw that phase in there that's been sticking in my head for the past 5 years. And the rest is history. So here's Marcy Playground with Sex and Candy.
Downtown by myself and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and there she was, like double cherry pie, yeah, there she was, like disco superfly.
Thank you, Manny. I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this Charlie is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, Mama, this Charlie is a dream. Dig it. Downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and there she was, in platform double suede, yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade, yeah. I smell sex and can't end it, yeah.
Hi, BB. Welcome.
Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, Mama, this surely is a dream.
Have a good day, Gunny. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you. All right, so that is Marcy Playground with Sex and Candy off the album Marcy Playground in 1997. All right, so now we're going to pick up the beat a little bit. The next song is Love Removal Machine. This is probably one of the first concerts I ever went to. Love Removal Machine is a song recorded by British rock band The Cult. It was the first single to be released from the group's 1987 album Electric. First recorded during a radio session, it had a different arrangement when it was recorded for the band's third album, Peace. When the album was scrapped, it was re-recorded for the replacement album. The song's main riff has been compared to that of the Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Love Removal Machine was named the 47th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. Here they are, The Cult with Love Removal Machine. Thank you, Bam Bam. Welcome, G-S-E-W-X-I-J and G-G-Z-J-Z-N-M-H.
Down the ridge road, and can't see the sand. Oh, to the man, you know what I mean, boy. You know all the things that you
That is The Cult with Love Removal Machine off the album Electric, a 1987.
Look out, here she comes.
Look out, here she comes. Hey, Asha! Shake it, don't break it, guys. Sorry, I love The Cult. So I had to, that one just, I couldn't cut it off. I just couldn't cut it off. So that was The Cult, like I said, Love Removal Machine off the album Electric, 1987. All right, we're going to move on, slow down just a little bit. Possum Kingdom. Possum Kingdom is a song by American alternative rock band, the Toadies. There is no mention of possums or kingdoms in the lyrics, but we do hear a creepy story about a spooky walk around the lake. There were even some local news reporters in Texas about strippers using this song for their routine. The character in the song, the one with the dark secret, also shows up in Rubberneck track I Burn, where he sets himself on fire so he can go to a more ethereal place. It doesn't work out for him, and he ends up haunting the lake of Possum Kingdom. Ooh, interesting. All right. Well, here they are, the Toadies with Possum Kingdom.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight.
Come on, Hanny, let's go.
Lake tonight by my side. Mm-hmm.
by my side. All right, Logan Paul, Llama Logan Paul, you're going to be with us too.
I'm not going to lie. I'll not be a gentleman behind the boathouse. I'll show you my dark secret.
I thought he wanted to show her his dark secret. I didn't know that it was about somebody catching himself on fire.
My blushing bride, my lover, be my lover, yeah.
Don't be afraid,
I don't mean to scare you, so help me, Jesus. I can promise you, you'll stay as beautiful with dark hair and soft skin forever. Forever. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Hi, Elegato!
Jesus. Do you wanna be my angel?
Thank you, Counts. All right, that is the Toadies with Possum Kingdom off the album Rubberneck in 1994. All right, we're going to move on to the next song that's on my list of rock songs that I like, and it's Hard to Handle. This song was originally recorded by Otis Redding, but we're not going to play that one, who wrote it with Alan Jones and Al Bell. It was the only cover song on the Black Crowes debut album, which sold over 5 million copies. This was the Black Crowes' third single. It made number 45 in the U.S. on December of 1990, as the group was rapidly gaining momentum. After She Talks to Angels hit number 30 in May of 1991, over a year after the album was released, Hard to Handle was reissued, this time going to number 26 and becoming the highest charting single for the band on the Hot 100. Here they are, the Black Crowes with Hard to Handle. Oh, really?
Here I am, a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I can got some good old loving that I got some more in store. When I catch you flowing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things come on the dozen, but it ain't nothing but a good soul loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause I'm on my own shore to handle now. Actions speak louder than words. I'm a man of great experience. I know I've got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, don't approve every word I say. I'll advertise a love for free, you can face your enemy. Boy, come along and down by the dungeon. I ain't nothing but 10, 10, 11. Baby, bring lemon light to chemicals. So mama, I'm sure I'm going to handle that.
Yeah.
man on the real scene.
I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old loving and I got some going slow. When I get those going on you, you gotta come running back for more.
Boys running around the town by the dozen. I ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause I'm mama, I'm sure I'll be handling now.
That is the Black Crowes with Hard to Handle off the album Shake Your Money Maker in 1990. All right, Shake Your Money Maker. This next one's a little bit slower, just a tad. Like a Stone. Like a Stone is a song by American rock super group Audioslave. Audioslave formed when Zakk de la Rocha left Rage Against the Machine. The remaining members hooked up with Soundgarden's lead singer Chris Cornell to create the band. Like a Stone was their second single. It's one of the group's most popular songs. The song topped both the Billboard Hot Mainstream Rock Tracks, Hot Modern Rock Track charts, and reached number 31 on the Hot 100 charts, making it the biggest U.S. hit. It has been certified gold by the Record Industry Association of America. Here is Audioslave with Like a Stone. Welcome, DBTFXJJ. Thank you, Caps.
Afternoon in a room full of emptiness on a freeway. I confess I was lost in the pages of a book. Full of death, reading I will die, and the world will lay to rest.
Thank you, BP. Thank you, Mama Bear.
Thank you.
All right, that is Like a Stone by Audioslave. Just slow it down just a little bit to get you ready to shake what your mama gave you. That's off the album Audioslave 2002. We're going to move it up a little bit with Big Machine. Velvet Revolver formed when Guns N' Roses Slash and Duff and Matt combined to play at a benefit concert for fellow musician Randy Costello in 2002. They decided to form a band and recruit guitarist Dave Kushner, who had previously played with Suicidal Tendencies. Scott Whelan from Stone Temple Pilots heard the material and offered his services as the lead singer, and the band clicked. Slash suggested the name Revolver from the project, while Whelan suggested Black Velvet Revolver, which was shortened to Velvet Revolver. The Big Machine is a society. In the song, it lists the things that the singer has and how he chose to be a slave to the Big Machine. All tied up in the Big Machine. I got cars, I got house, I got wife, I got kids, I got money in the bank. Here's Velvet Revolver with Big Machine.
So she's a faggot boy because he says so. He's a junkie piece of shit because he says so.
All that smash glass kisses breaks me down, down, down. All that first class drug shit brings me down, down, down.
Thank you, Lamagoon. Thank you, Caps. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Jam. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Mama Bear.
All that first class trip shit brings me down, down, down.
All that first class kisses brings me down, down, down.
I told you we were gonna rock. That is Big Machine by Velvet Revolver off the album Contraband in 2004. All right, we're going to move on to a little talking about Guns N' Roses. We're going to move on to Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Of course, this is a song by Guns N' Roses featured off of their debut album. Axl Rose wrote the lyrics while visiting a friend in Seattle. It's a big city, but at the same time, it's still a small city compared to LA and the things that you're going to learn. It seemed a lot more rural up there. I just wrote how it looked to me. In October of 1988 in the US, it reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 24 on the UK singles chart. Welcome to the Jungle was named the greatest hard rock song of all time by VH1. Rolling Stone listed it on their list of 500 greatest songs of all time. So here is Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. Thank you. All right, we're gonna be shaking it. Thank you, Nanny. Billy D, welcome to the jungle. That is Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle off the album Appetite for Destruction in 1987. All right, we're going to move on to pour some sugar on me. I'm telling you guys to come in here with a little sugar. So here it is. Pour Some Sugar on Me is a song by English rock band Def Leppard from their 1987 album Hysteria. It reached number 2 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 on July 23rd, 1988, behind Hold On to the Night by Richard Marx. Pour Some Sugar on Me is considered the band's signature song and was ranked number 2 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s in 2006. Here's Def Leppard with Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, Peter.
Hit me like a bomb, baby, come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a champ with a video round. Feel like a woman can be your man.
I know, you're absolutely right. Thank you for pointing that out, Billy D. Love ya.
Take a bottle, shake it up.
No, I have not. A bam bam.
The name of love.
I'm surrounded by the best people ever.
I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet.
Aw, thank you, Mama Bear.
Red light, yellow light, green light, go. Crazy little woman in a one-man show. Mirror queen, night routine, maybe one love. Sweet dreams like the name Lucille. Lucille. Lucille.
Oh, I have to see it. Little Miss Innocent. Mm-hmm.
Take the bottle, shake it up. Break the bottle, break it up. Pour some sugar on me.
Can't get enough. I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet. That is Def Leppard with Pour Some Sugar on Me off the album Hysteria, 1987. All right, we're going to move on to the next song on my list, and it is Kryptonite. Is the debut single from American rock band Three Doors Down. The song was written by band's vocalist and drummer, Brad Arnold, in his mathematics class while he was 15 years old. It was one of the first songs he said he ever wrote. The song first charted on the U.S. mainstream rock chart, reaching number one for 9 weeks. Then it hit number one on the modern rock charts for 11 weeks. It also reached number one on the Main Street top 40 charts for 5 non-consecutive weeks. And on the adult, it just was everywhere. It just charted everywhere. So here they are, Three Doors Down with Kryptonite. Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, Billy D.
I look a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watch the world go to the dark side of the moon. I felt there's nothing I could do. Yeah. I watched the world filter the dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do. Our millions don't mind what happens now and then. As long as you'll be my friend at the end. Tonight.
promise wrong, you call me weak, but in your secrets I will keep. You took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head, but not for me, then you'd be dead. I fix you up, put you back on solid ground.
Thank you so much, Billy D. Appreciate you. Thank you, Hanny.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you stay there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman, my kryptonite. Yeah!
That was Kryptonite by Three Doors Down off the album The Better Life in 2000. We're going to move on and keep rocking. Don't stop rocking. To No One Knows, Queens of the Stone Age made some noise with their first two albums, but didn't have an actual hit until they released No One Knows on their third album, Songs for the Deaf. The band made very radio unfriendly songs, so they weren't on the radar for many radio stations. But No One Knows made a steady climb to number one on the modern rock charts and even entered the Hot 100, peaking at number 51 in March of 2003, about 6 months after the album was released. It didn't go to their heads. The band kept making unpredictable, unorthodox rock music to serve their fans, most of whom didn't care for the teen pop R&B that ruled the airwaves. So here they are, Queens of the Stone Age with No One Knows.
We get some rules to follow that endless these and those. No.
Sorry, Peter, you're still there?
Come on down.
right, that is Queens of the Stone Age with No One Knows off the song of, I'm off the album, excuse me, Songs for the Deaf in 2002. I told you we were going to be rocking today. The next song is Little Devil, another song by The Cult, which are the English rock band, formed in 1983 in Bradford, West Yorkshire. Before settling on their current name in January of 1984, the band performed under the name Death Cult, which is an evolution of the name of the lead singer Ian Astbury's previous band, Southern Death Cult. That's all I could find about this song. Little Devil, here's The Cult. Get ready to shake it, baby. Yeah. Like Tampa Bay.
Living in a shack in a one-horse town. Trying to get to heaven, but I'm still going down. Busy in a haze for 40 days. Come on, little devil, be my little angel. Come on, little devil, be my angel. She came down with an elegant smile, dynamite level, scorpion strike. Trying to get to heaven for the sun goes down. She came on with a cyclone kiss. Hey there, baby, don't you never miss. There's a little bottle, oh yeah. Come on, little devil. Be my little angel. Come on, little devil.
Thank you, BP. That is Little Devil by The Cult. And this is off of their Greatest Hits album. All right, we're going to move on to What It's Like. Slow it down just a tad before What It's Like. Is a song by American musician band, Will Everlast. The last line of the chorus varies according to the particular situation faced by the character in the preceding verse. Each character is systematically presented as a victim of circumstance and is being an object of desire. Each verse ends with the line, God forbid you ever have to walk a mile in his or her shoes. In the third verse, you ever had to walk or hear the news. And because when you really might know what it's like to, with the action vary depending on which character has there's he's singing about. It's a good song. Listen to the words. Here's Everlast with What It's Like.
Seen a man at the liquor store begging for your change. Hair on his face, stood a dreadlocks for a mane. He asked the man for water to spare with shame in his eyes. Get a job, you fucking slobs, all he replied.
got to be. You ever had to walk a mile in his shoes? He said you really might know what it's like to sing the blues. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like.
Bye, Peter. See you later. Hang in there, buddy.
And then you really might know what it's like. Mary got pregnant from a kid named Tom, said he was in love. Said, don't worry about a thing, baby, darling, man, you quit dreaming of. 3 months later, he said he won't date or return a call. I swear, goddamn, been fun, that man cut off his balls. He cares for the plan, I guess you get some static walking through the door. And they call her a killer, and they call her a sinner, and they call her a whore. Caught the fit, you ever had to walk a mile in her shoes. And then you really might know what it's like to have to choose. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like. And then you really might know what it's like. I seen a rich man beg, I seen a good man sin, I seen a tough man cry. I seen a blue slow wind, I seen a sad man grin, I heard an honest man lie. I seen the good side of bad, it's downside of up and everything between. I licked a silver spoon, drank a good old liquor, smoked the finest green. I stole the baddest dimes, at least a couple of times before I broke their heart.
And that is What It's Like by Everlast off the album. Whitney Ford sings the blues in 1998. And man, guys, we need to do better. We need to stop judging people for what they're going through, because we never know what it's like unless we're on their side and going through the same thing that they're going through. So have some kindness and some love and empathy towards other people. It's just, this world is full of hate and anger, and it's just incredible. It's everywhere. So try to be kind with one another. I know you guys all you guys are the best. You guys are the best, and you show that to me all the time, and I love you guys for it. So I have one last song for you, and it's the perfect song to close us out. It's Closing Time by Semisonic. This song has a very literal meaning, being asked to leave a bar, but it goes much deeper than that. Semisonic's lead singer, Dan Wilson, wrote the song when his wife was pregnant with this first child, which turned out to be Coco. Halfway through the writing of his song, he realized it had a double meaning. It is about being born and coming into the world, seeing the bright lights, cutting the cord, opening up something deeper and more universal. This remains a popular song at bars when it's ready to pack up and go. There is no mistaking the message. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I love you guys. Here it is, Closing Time by Semisonic. Thank you, Caps. I appreciate you so much.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
But I want to stay, closing, I know.
One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey and beer. Closing time,
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who will want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from.
Thank you, Lunarlina.
This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move into the exit. I hope you can find.
Oh, you want a little sugar there, eh, Billy D?
Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings, and yeah, I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
Hi, crazy lady. Oh, it's hard having company. Tell them it's closing time. They can't stay there.
Time for you to go on to the places you will be from.
Yes, Mike.
I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home.
That is Semisonic with Take Me. Well, it's not take closing time. It's closing time. That was fun. On Wednesday, I'm in the rock mood, so it's going to be more alternative rock, but it's going to be more rock. It's going to be rocking. We'll be rocking on Wednesday too. Man, thank you guys so much for being here today with me. I appreciate you more than, you know, I say that all the time, and I hope you know that I mean it with all my heart. I truly, truly, truly mean it. I love you guys so much. Thank you. And I hope that the next 100 come as easy. Well, I shouldn't say easy because it's not easy, but come as I love you guys. You guys make it easy for me and make me want to be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday because you make my heart so full. I feel like we're all together, but we're not. If that makes any sense, I feel like we're all together. I love you guys. I'm going to leave you like I always leave you if I can find my sound effect. Be the reason someone smiles today. I hope I do that for you. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys very, very, very much. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you around Podbean. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Last on the call, Mike, BP, Tammy, Kelly D, BP, Crazy Lady, I know, Peter, you're in here,
see you on Wednesday. Be safe out there. The world's crazy. Be safe. Love ya. Bye.